Wild Encounters, Episode 2, Birdsong. I'm James Cathcart from Sanctuary First, and today I invite you to join me in the garden. It can be mesmerising listening to birds, can't it? Whether it's the burst of vivid song coming from the garden at sunset, or the cooing and burbling of a gnarled streetwise pigeon regrouping to make another go at that fallen chip. We are drawn to birds, to notice them, to spot their colours, watch their soaring, see their ingenuity. We hear their songs wherever we are, on waking, when walking, when working. In Matthew 6, verse 26, Jesus urges us to look to the birds for inspiration. He says, "Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" Into our anxiety and unease for the future, Jesus points to the birds. Wild, free, in the moment, singing. Watching birds and listening to them runs deep, because we've always done it. Birdsong tends to fit right in the sweet spot of human hearing. There's a theory that we are particularly attuned to listen to birds because when we lived more nomadic hunter-gatherer lifestyles, birdsong was an important sign that we were nearing water or shelter, a good place to stop, to rest, to stay a while. In other words, home. The songs of birds tell us we're home. If birds can make a life here, then maybe I can make a life here. Birds are thriving here. Maybe we can thrive here. It is human nature to be restless, to look around the corner, to wonder what's coming. Jesus invites us to stop and hear the birds. For our ancestors, when they heard that birds have made a home here, they thought, maybe we could. There must be running water, something growing, some shelter for us. Listening to the sounds of nature is a great de-stressor. When birds sing, even in built-up environments, in bustling cities, the sound drifts into our homes and offices and churches. They're a reminder of beauty, of colour, of vibrancy, of the nowness of birds. Birds are incredibly adaptable, and like us, they found ways to thrive all over the planet. Birds can remind us of ourselves. Interacting with nature is restorative, good for our well-being, while Jesus calls us out to notice it. Here's another thing. Birds have to learn to sing. They don't just make innate random sounds, random warbling. Like children learning to talk, experimenting with sounds, birds have to get a feel for it. If they don't hear other birds singing when they're young, they don't learn how to. Birdsong is communication. It's language and music and nature and perhaps a glimpse of multi-voiced heaven. Birds in the world guide us to places to live, historically and even now, as their presence and singing speaks of the biodiversity we need to survive. And so too, the cooing of birds in the dovecots of our souls tells us we are home. The Holy Spirit, coming like a dove, sings to us of home and guides us to places to live, pouring God's love into our hearts, helping us to soar and roost together. So let's take time this week to follow what wild Jesus said and turn towards the birds. Let's listen to them singing, in the moment, utterly alive. Wild Jesus, Lord of light and love, help us to listen to your voice in scripture, in melody, in the wind, in birdsong, in our daily life. Help us to listen to your voice in the air around us, in the coming and going of the natural world, and in the faces of those we see today, faces lit by your love. Jesus, we listen attentively to you and your world, in the hope that we might notice and invite heaven. And so, wild Jesus, we ask for a homing instinct of peace. Give us character, give us hope, show us the way home. Amen. That was Wild Encounters Episode 2, Birdsong, written by James Cathcart and produced by James with Laura Digan for Sanctuary First. Thanks to the Bogle Band for the song Have You Room for Love that you heard throughout this episode. Let's listen to the birds.